Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tyree. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Ursel Miller. I was on my computer and bought a pair of earphones for the shipping and handling, which is $695. They asked me several times if I wanted the extended warranty. I said no. And when I placed my order, it gave me the extended warranty, and it got my address wrong as well.
Okay. Can I have your zip code?
Say that again. Oh, 97538.
And your first and last name?
Ursel Miller.
Give me one second.
Pardon me?
I said give me one second, sir.
Okay. I'm a little hard of hearing, so.
No, you're good. You're good. That's my bad.
I live in Selma, Oregon, and somehow it put Selma, Alabama on there. I don't know how, but it did.
Okay, give me your zip code one last time, sir.
97538. I also have the order number, if that would help.
Verify that shipping address.
One more time.
Can you verify your shipping address?
Post Office Box 324, Selma, Oregon, 97538.
No, sir. I'm not even saying you pull up in our system.
I have to apologize. I'm just not hearing you.
I said, I'm not even saying you pop up in our system. Hello. Let me say something. So can I find you like this? Can I have your card first six?
My what?
Your card first six numbers.
My card number, is that what you're saying?
Yes, but the first six digits of it.
I'm just not understanding. Maybe I should call back. I don't know.
Yes, because I can't find you up in the system. I tried your number. It won't let me go to your account. I tried your zip code. It won't go to your account. So I want to try the first six digits of your card that you paid for the stuff with and see can I pull your
what
account.
What about my order number? Wouldn't that take you right to it?
Let me see. Yes, give me your purchase ID.
My number is B A D C E O E B O 8.
Let me see. No, sir.
It doesn't give you anything?
No, sir, but give me one moment. Let me call my supervisor and see can we find.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
All righty, sir. She said, we can't find you. She said, could you give us the last four of your car number?
5811.
And what's your name?
Ursel Miller.
Okay, I got you now. Yes, I see you, Pittsylvania, Alabama, on here.
I know, but
yeah.
Mine goes automatically off my computer, and it says it's Selma, Oregon, so I don't know how that happened. But that's wrong, and I do not want the warranty. I didn't ask, or I pressed no thank you, and it still came up with it.
So you didn't receive nothing?
What's that?
Says, I said, you didn't receive this at all, did it?
I'm so hard at
that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think I can.
Oh yeah, you said you didn't. You just ordered this today. You said it's the wrong address. I see that now. And you said you didn't want the warranty.
No, I didn't want the warranty.
Okay. I can refund that back to you right now.
And then if you could just send me the confirmation for the other on my email, I'd be very happy.
So are you ready for that confirmation number, that cancellation number? You got a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It is C as in cat.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Yep.
A as in apple.
Yep.
D as in dog.
Yep.
C as in cat.
Yep.
E as in Edward.
Yep.
Zero.
Yep.
E as in Eric.
E?
Yes, E as in Eric.
Okay.
Okay. B as in boy.
Yep.
Zero.
Okay.
Eight.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Your money should be back in your account 3 to 5 business day.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. You've been very helpful. Thank you, sir.
All right. You have a great day, and thanks for calling customer service. Stay safe.
You betcha. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.